It's not fat. The answer is sugar.
No, I want to be that dad who goes out and goes hiking with his kid.
Be happy, be healthy, and get well soon. Be happy, be healthy, and get well soon. Be happy, be healthy, and get well soon. Be healthy, and get well soon. Be happy, be healthy, and get well soon. Be happy, be healthy, and get well soon. Be happy, be healthy, and get well soon.
When you're in a space that's like either a cacophony or a wall of noise that's uncomfortable, then when it stops, there's a kind of a vacuum, and there's something really interesting about that. So I quite like uncomfortable noise. The world is completely fucking in crisis. And like, how do we kind of stop and like reassess? And I think like we've completely forgot that we are connected. We've completely forgotten that. You know, if we start from a point where we think that we're supposed to be hyper functional or happy all the time, we're setting ourselves up for failure. But if we start from a point where we're like, it's not easy, it is hard, it is a struggle, and everything else is a bonus that happens within that. Vivian Griffin. You can take whichever one you want. So my name is Vivian Griffin. I've been at Somerset House Studios for a year. My background is in visual art, and I work primarily at the moment in sound, but I also make sculptures, and I have a drawing practice as well. Ooh, it's bittersweet. The workshop was based on a series of workshops that I've been doing. The first one was at Space Studios. I recorded it with binaural microphones and then edited it into a sound piece that's online on a SoundCloud, and it's called The Agony of the Broken Hard Drive. The workshop was kind of using like somatic body work, breathing work. Not that I'm an expert in any of those, but just based on stuff that I kind of researched, and breath work to make sound rather than thinking about singing from your throat or even thinking about singing, just trying to get people to use their body to locate resonance and their breath to make noise. But it's essentially a way of like getting out of your head, your sort of self-conscious mind. I drank a lot previously and I self-medicated a lot. And now I don't do that, and I'm very present in the world. I'm very present with all of my emotions. And it's been a really interesting experience to kind of go, oh, I can't actually do something about this emotional pain or this bad experience. You just kind of wait for it to come and wait for it to go. And it's this kind of like sitting with your own experience, whereas my instinct is to get out of my head in any way that I can. Yeah, essentially, I was listening to this woman talk this morning called Tara Brack, and she's like talking about how we wake up this sense of care about other human beings, how we wake that up in ourselves. That kind of sense of nurturing that starts with yourself and then can extend to other people is a political act. But the kind of obtaining your optimal performance level kind of ideas is really, really flawed. I love that kind of, you know, a wall of noise or like something really digital and gritty and kind of abrasive. I actually love that sensation of being in that space. Coming from like an Irish cultural background, we all grew up with it, singing and music. That collective experience is really, really valuable. Part of these workshops, it's looking for transcendental experiences in a way that are more connected and less about getting out of your head. You're kind of transcending your conscious mind, but you're not leaving yourself. So it's like a way of kind of escaping, but also kind of being present, if that makes Venus, some sort of sense. I quite often like words that, when they're repeated, they have different meanings. So homecoming repeated becomes coming home and homecoming. But there's a lot about locating the sort of self-conscious self and maybe kind of a self-reflexive experience about like how we view ourselves, where we think we're located. Constantly being sold this idea that we're supposed to be just happy in our lives. This idea that we're supposed to, that we deserve, like I deserve a holiday, I deserve a house, I deserve... That really bothers me because everybody in the world deserves, you know, what everybody else has.
In London, we have to do quite a lot of unconscious, probably, managing of our energetic fields. You know, there's kind of shutdown that happens, and then there's kind of these kind of wide openings that happen, you know, in terms of people and you know, amazing sort of art and so much that's accessible. And then there's so much pain and poverty that one sees and one is experiencing in London as well. So there's such intense layering of emotional kind of landscape that is kind of slapped on top of each other quite a lot, that I think is, you know, I think that one's emotional, mental life is very interconnected with our physical life. That is quite a complex thing to manage, I think, in London. I'm Florence Peake. I have a studio here at Somerset House, and I'll be performing in an evening of work called Cave. I've invited Alexandrina Hemsley and Garrett Nelson to accompany me. There's a hell of a lot of space when going into, you know, kind of sitting on a boulder, looking at somewhere where you can actually see a horizon, you know, an effect that happens on the psyche. There is a cave on the Jurassic coast in southwest England. It is only accessible for 1 hour periods at low tide before being cut off, then consumed by the Atlantic. On reaching the stony beach, bear right and continue along the shore. Climb over chalk boulders, wade through the outgoing tide, skirt around the jagged peninsula and approach the colony of cormorants. High up on the precipice, one dives towards the sea, another unfolds its wings. The opening can be hard to find, a thin slash, bare-faced cliff face. Turn sideways to enter, abrasive crunch of pebbles, a crude ingress. Adjust to settle, fingertips on your rough inner lining to steady feet on movable ground. Shape and texture harden. Take in the distance, the width. A tight corridor plummets inwards, away from the vast outside. The limestone strata compacted with skeletal fragments of marine organisms suspended and observing from millennial distances. This whole wall could collapse. It happens a lot. People die underneath these rocky monuments. The tide butts the soft sediment. England stretched out for miles, receding. Demise. Settle now into porous transmogrification. The salty, the dark, the wet sinks in. I like to think I'm special. Ours a unique relationship. You would recognize me when I slip back in. Not everyone would dare to enter, but I know for a fact others have measured their architecture here, and I am one of the few. Every 9 hours you're washed clean by the tide. This cavity just becomes a hole to be filled. Pebbles herded by aquatic muscularity to pummel the sinkholes. Another 9 passes and you are drained, tinkling sounds of the aftermath echoing into glassy reflections. Stillness. So hyperfunctional, I mean, I think that is, you know, the kind of, you know, it kind of feels like we're in the end game of capitalism and here we are kind of, you know, in this full-blown, you know, everyone is having to be in that state of hyperfunctionality, you know, which is a kind of exploitation and an assault on the spiritual and emotional well-being of people, I think. So I think this Somerset House are kind of addressing this element and trying to kind of offer artworks and maybe offer a space, maybe for that part of our consciousness to kind of have some space and to breathe inside. How do we actually function in a way that is not going to have serious impacts on our mental, emotional health? Something like 80% of students are now on, you know, antidepressants. And I think that is to do with the effect of, you know, having to extend ourselves beyond our emotional capabilities. You know, for me, I just see something like, oh, I see a post on Instagram and it can send me into an absolute kind of, you know, want to walk in front of a bus, you know. There's so many messages to perform beyond our emotional well-being, really. I'm also aware of this kind of countering hyperfunction. It shouldn't be a privilege, but to be vegan or to eat fair trade, you know, you kind of have to afford it. You know, it's a highly middle class, highly privileged position to be in, to kind of have those kinds of choices. And I haven't always had those kind of choices. How we think about this, we've got to think about access as well, you know, access to modes of being and emotional well-being. So I am kind of critiquing those practices as well.
Evolve, ancient tree. Melancholy enters my aesthetic. I have no choice about it. Live breathing, contributing much, having given so much, having received so much. The stage is about shedding form, releasing my solid, not relinquishing my size. I want to remind by excusing the leaving of my solid center and continuing of my softening. My hollowing starts. Good. I've seen so much. Thousands of years on this soil, culture for me, symbols hinged on me, grand homes around me. No, not only 3,400 of we. Evolve, final stages, snag, decaying tree, standing dead. Who knows that? Honestly, who knows? I know that. New beginnings, wild usefulness just beginning, reaching towards the end of life, continuing to provide something, sheltering me, grow from me, don't remove. This is the beginning of usefulness. This is my biology.
This is my biology.
It's quite hard to listen to it and not move. Hello, my name is Radi SS. I'm a performance artist based in London, working with big and small issues of self, love, and identity.
I'm Rebecca Bellantoni. I'm an artist as well, living in London. My work is about spirituality, metaphysics, and black people, essentially. The collaboration is lifelong. I'm older. But just by 18 months, we're like, what do they call us? Irish twins or something.
Being hyper-functional, it's become like a really like sweet joke. It's like a falsa magra, they say in Italian, because it's not true. For the installation, Is This the End? A sonic collage of many endings. The premise and the idea behind that was to create work that responds to the idea of wellness and well-being as an industry. The piece that I made is a piece of work that pulls from Caribbean spiritual practices of protection for our young or the young from older generations, whether it be bodily place or statue or totem pole or temple. Yeah, it could be your favorite bag. It's like having this idea of like an item or an object becoming a place for shifting. So in terms of the sounds for the installation, I recorded for the last 10 years, if not longer, I've been recording, like field recording. So whether it be like on the bus or the tube or crawling along the ground in central London and like recording that, or like certain videos that I'll take the sound from. And basically I've taken all of those sounds to kind of find a way to sonically archive or pull together all of the noise and disruption and like the off-key tones, the wrong notes that actually cause us to feel anxious or tight or tense or like drained. Spend 12 minutes inside there, like as a minimum, in order for there to be some type of change. 21 if you really want to shift, and maybe longer if you want to do more. But I really thought it was important to take those sounds, like the harm, and to create something that actually isn't opposite to that, to balance that confusion with something that offers some type of respite or relief from like what could be quite anxiety-inducing, for me as an experience at least. Because there's no way of getting to Somerset House without having come into contact with like the bleh and the bah and the wah and the and the ah and the wah. This site position is quite a dream, to use all these elements to create something that works with the sound to offer like a space for relaxation.
Stigma touched. Ovary swells and ripening, acorn. I touch water, wind, and the breathing. Having's a full and independent survival is wanted, expected and provided. Period. A time to evolve. The first is this, not the first evolve, not the last is this. Now dispersal. It takes off. For safety. I fall into existence. Free like this. Take aim like this. Germination. Sprout.
Their instructions for me, for my physicality. So it's quite strange to sit here and not follow instruction, guidance, or compass.
You imagine that certain types of emotion will be pulled out of people, and then I hope that with my words I can support Rowdy as the performer in his vulnerability, but also the viewer and their vulnerability, because it's so necessary. You know, even if you feel like you haven't gone through anything that needs healing, I believe that we all need it. We all need some kind of healing. There's always something that has you off kilter. The point is just to find yourself in some kind of balanced place. And I hope that that's kind of what I offer. you know, if you went to a grandmother or an auntie or an elder and you said that you were going through something and they would say, all right, I'm listening, you know, and I wanted to take that place. I listened and then I responded to what I had heard. That's the way that I approach always working with Rowdy, this thing of solidifying what's gone before and giving it context.
And resolution on some level. It's exactly. Like, it may not be resolution like oh, like happy ever after, like but we don't start as once upon a time.
No.
So it's not working in like a basic sort of storytelling way. But like there's definitely a resolution there, and like I said before, like a narration.
And so I support the tension of them and the lies. And eyes are framed by the unsteady smiles. The result of this, the mind continued either way to tell its stories. Feelings grew, and this time you remember the just feelings. Feelings, nothing more than feelings on the inside.
Like they're just feelings, it's just a feeling, it's just a feeling, it's just a feeling, it's just a feeling. It's like nothing more than feeling. See, us city-dwelling people, we aim for that all the time with this, like, hyper-functionality.
Feeling, nothing more than feeling.
There can be no health at the end of hyper, because that is what hyper is. Hyper is an over of something. It's more than necessary. And where can be the health in that?
Thursday,